أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم صلاة والتسليما يليقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. صلِّ اللهم وسلِّم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. جماعة المسلمين، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين. فإن زللتم من بعد ما جاءتكم البينات فاعلموا أن الله عزيز حكيم. هل ينظرون إلا أن يأتيهم الله في ظلل من الغمام والملائكة وقضي الأمر وإلى الله ترجع الأمور. صدق الله العظيم. جماعة المسلمين سورة البقرة verses 208, 209 and 210. 208, 209, 210. سورة البقرة. Please go home. I start with myself and revisit these three verses and ponder over them. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمَ عَلَى قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do they not ponder over the Quran or are they locks on their hearts? So verse 208, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing the believers. May Allah make us of the true believers. Ameen. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أُدْخُلُوا. O those of you who believe, enter. أُدْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ. As-Silm here, according to the Mufassireen, Al-Islam. In other words, oh those of you who believe. If you claim to be a believer, then submit and surrender. كافةً. أُدْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كافةً. Oh those of you who believe, submit and surrender to Allah completely. That's what it means. Submit and surrender to Allah completely. Not half-heartedly. Not picking and choosing. أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. Like Bani Israel did, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing them and all of us. And all of us, that still stands. Do you believe in a portion of the book and reject a portion thereof? فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. What will be the recompense of those who do that, except that they will be disgraced in this life? وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ أَشَدِّ الْعَذَابِ. And on the day of judgment, they will be given a immense torment and punishment. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. وَاللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ أَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. And Allah is not unaware of what ye do. In other words, if we are of those who are practicing Islam half-heartedly or picking and choosing with supermarket mentality, like when we go and shop at the supermarket, we choose certain brands over others, we choose certain products over others, not Islam. It's a package deal. أُدْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَ. Enter into Islam completely, submit and surrender to Allah completely. Going back to the verse about picking and choosing, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ أَشَدِّ الْعَذَابِ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ أَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوُا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا بِالْآخِرَةِ. Allah makes a similitude. He says that people who pick and choose about their deen, they are making a business deal. What are they selling? What are they buying? Let's look at the products. They are selling أولئك الذين اشتروا الحياة الدنيا بالآخرة. They have sold their hereafter for their dunya. Allahu Akbar. أولئك الذين اشتروا الحياة الدنيا بالآخرة فلا يخفف عنهم العذاب. Their punishment will not be lightened. ولا هم ينصرون. Nor will they be aided or helped. How can a person sell eternal bliss? I mean, do we even understand this concept? أعددت لعبادي الصالحين ما لا عين رأت وَلَا أُذْنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطْرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. I have prepared for my pious servants in paradise a delight of that which no eye has ever seen and that which no ear has ever heard and that which no heart has ever imagined. Imagine selling that eternal bliss. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتِهِ أَنفُسُكُمْ. In paradise you'll have whatever you ask for, whatever your heart's desire. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدْعَنِ. You'll have whatever you ask for. نُزُلًا مِنْ غَفُورٍ رَحِيمٍ. As an entertainment, you'll be the guests of the oft-forgiving, the most merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can anybody consider
selling that eternal bliss in the hereafter just to follow their whims and their fancies, their lusts and desires for the blink of an eye on the dunya. That's it. That is what we are doing when we are picking and choosing with this deen. Yes, I know that's haram, I don't drink. I know that's haram, I don't eat pork. I know that's haram, I don't zina. I know that's haram, I don't gamble. But the riba, oh no, no, you know. We put that out of the picture. That's another topic for another time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jamaatul Muslimin, He's telling us that we need to submit and surrender to Him completely. اُدْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَةً وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. And do not follow the paths of shaitan. Because Islam is the Sirat al-Mustaqim, is the straight path of Allah. Any other path is a path of shaitan. So submitting completely to Allah subhanahu, and that doesn't mean that we're going to be malaika. Allah did not create us to be malaika. Malaika la ya'sun Allah ma amaron wa yaf'alun ma yu'marun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they do not disobey Allah as to that which He tells them to do, and they do as they've been commanded. In fact, a hadith, sahih hadith, لَوْ لَمْ تُذْنِبُوا. The Prophet said, if you didn't sin, Allah would replace you with another creation so that they would sin and then seek the forgiveness of Allah and Allah would forgive them. And that's not a license to sin, by the way. It's just to show how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, and that how it is human to err. Every Friday on the minbar, I quote the hadith, كُلُّ بْنِ آدَمَ خَطَّاءٌ وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُ. All of mankind makes mistakes, and the best of those who make mistakes are those who repent and return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, entering into Islam completely doesn't mean to be an angel, to be a malak. It means to try our best. It means to try and implement every single aspect of Islam. Firstly, into our lives, starting with ourselves. Remember, last week, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will not change the condition of a people. We didn't lose the Khilafat and then lose Masjid al-Aqsa, except that we first deviated from the Sirat al-Mustaqim until we started picking and choosing. We ended off last week speaking about when Sayyidina Umar came to collect the keys from the patriarchs of Bayt al-Maqdis after the Muslims were victorious. And when he got there, he was wearing his thobe with 17 patches and he was walking while his servant was riding on his camel. And Abu Ubaidah, he said, oh Amir al-Mu'mineen, if only you had worn your abaya, if only you had written on your camel. What did he say? Ya Abu Ubaidah, nahnu qawmun a'azzana Allahu bil Islam. He said, Abu Ubaidah, we are a people that Allah has made great with Islam. And every time that we have sought greatness in anything but Islam, Allah has brought us down and humiliated us. We first changed. We were looking to the West. In actual fact, before Abdul Hamid, rahimahullah ta'ala, Sultan Abdul Hamid, before he came to power in 1876, there was a movement called the Young Ottomans. And don't confuse them with the Young Turks. The Young Ottomans were actually not even satisfied with the Tanzimat, which you pronounce in Turkish as Tanzimat, which we spoke about last week. The dabbling with the Sharia, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us by which to live and to rule. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ الظَّالِمُونَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Whoever does not rule by that which Allah has revealed, not picking and choosing, not deviating, not choosing this from Islam and that from something else. فَإِنَّ تَذْهَبُونَ. Where are you going, Allah says? إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. This Quran is nothing but a reminder for all the worlds. لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَيَّسْتَقِيمُ. For the one that wants to be steadfast. For the one that wants to submit and surrender completely. For the one that wants to stay on the straight path of Allah. وَلَا تَتَّبِئُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. And not be on the paths of the shayateen. The Prophet one day, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he drew a line in the sand. He said, هَذَا سِرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ يَدْعُوا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. This is the straight path that calls to Jannah. And then he drew a whole lot of other side paths next to that straight line. And he said, وَهَذِهِ السُّبُلْ عَلَى رَأْسِ كُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِنْهَا شَيْطَانٌ يَدْعُوا إِلَى النَّارِ. And at the head of all these other paths, at the head of each and every single one of these other paths, besides the straight path, which will take you to Jannah, is a shaitan calling to the fire. So if we want istiqama, we have to. If we want steadfastness on the straight path of Allah, being of those that are entering into Islam, udkhulu fi silmi kafa, then we have to hold fast to the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, khair al-anam, salawatu rabbi salamu alayhi. And the young Ottomans, they were dabbling. I can't think of a better word in English. They were literally dabbling. They were saying that, look, we can still have... They wanted a constitution, first of all. And not an absolute monarchy. And we have discussed in the hadith, I don't know if I've mentioned it in, from this platform. If I haven't, I will mention it, inshallah. If you've heard it before, then inshallah. فَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَ تَنْفَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So remind, for verily, the reminder benefits the believer. What did the Prophet say? He said, سَتَكُونُ النُّبُوَّةِ. He said, there will be prophethood. فَتَكُونُ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ أَن تَكُونَ. And it will last for as long as Allah wants it to last. ثُمَّ يَرْفَعُهَا اللَّهُ إِذَا شَاءَ يَرْفَعَهَا. And then Allah will take it away when He wants to take it away. It lasted from Adam, our father, alayhi salam, all the way to Muhammad, Rasulullah, khair al-anam, salawatu rabbi salamu alayhi. Then it was removed. خاتم النبيين ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not the father of any of you men, but he is the messenger of Allah and the seal of the prophets. What did he say in that hadith? فأنا اللبنة. I am the last brick of the house of prophethood. أنا اللبنة وأنا خاتم النبيين. And I am the seal of the prophets. He then said, ثم تكون خلافة راشدة. Then there will be rightly guided successorship or succession. خلافة راشدة. Rightly guided succession. And that of course was Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Uthman, Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Hassan, in some, according to some ulama, and some ulama even consider Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, who came much later, but to be on the same methodology in his khilafah as the Khulafa Rashidin. فَتَكُونُ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ أَن تَكُونَ ثُمَّ يَرْفَعُهَا اللَّهُ إِذَا شَاءَ يَرْفَعَهَا. And that rightly guided khilafah will last for as long as Allah wants it to last. And then Allah will remove it when He wants to move it. What came after that? ثُمَّ يَكُونُ مُلْكًا عَضًّا. Then there will be hereditary rule. The Umayyads, the Abbasids, who came after the Abbasids, we had the Seljuks. Also somewhere in between there, we had the Ayyubids. We had the Murabitun, the Muwahidun, which came from North Africa and ruled over Al-Andalus. We had many great empires, Muslim empires, which was basically concluded with the last great Muslim empire, which was the Ottoman Empire, Ad-Dawla Al-Uthmaniyya. Ad-Dawla Al-Uthmaniyya. But all of these duwal, all of these empires were based on hereditary rule, starting with the Umayyads, starting with Sayyidina Muawiyah, and after him his son Yazid, and after him so on and so forth. So, although we don't say that this is not a khilafah, it was not a khilafah on the methodology of nubuwa. It wasn't succession based on the methodology of prophethood, which is what the khilafah, al-khilafah al-rashida, was. So he said, ثُمَّ يَكُونُ مُلْكًا عَضًّا فَيَكُونُ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ أَن يَكُنْ ثُمَّ يَرْفَعُهُ اللَّهُ إِذَا شَاءَ يَرْفَعَهُ. Then there will be hereditary rule, and it'll last for as long as Allah wants it to last, and then Allah will remove it when He wants to remove it. And it was removed on the 3rd of March, 1924. The 3rd of March, 1924. After how many years? Allahu Akbar. After 1,300 years of Khilafah. No more Khilafah. No more Khalifa. In fact, the entire Uthmani family was sent into exile. A list was made after the Treaty of Lausanne in 1923, after the War of Independence, the so-called Turkish War of Independence, and they were all sent into exile. And then what came after that? ثُمَّ يَكُونُ مُلْكًا جَبَرِيًّا. Then there will be tyrannical rule. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. You say that when Tito, when he visited Egypt, in the early days of the rule of Jamal Abdel Nasser, after King Malik Farouk, they say, and you can ask Egyptians today, they will tell you that their parents or their grandparents that were alive in the time of Malik Farouk, besides looking at the technical part of the rule, Egyptians lived in, there were good days in terms of their sustenance, in terms of their freedoms, in terms of so many aspects of their lives. They were good days. Compared to how things changed under Jamal Abdel Nasser and then under Sadat and Hosni Mubarak and today, ma'adallah min ghadabillah. So when Tito visited Jamal Abdel Nasser and he saw the Egyptians were living, even the people living in the rural parts of the country, were living in a good situation, having good means. As it is narrated by the Egyptians, Tito said to Jamal Abdel Nasser, "La yanfa'ash, this is no good, this is not going to help you." You know, if people's stomachs are full, then they start looking at how you are ruling, and if they find a problem, they're maybe going to overthrow you. So he said, "Jawwi' al-kalba yatba'ak," make the dog hungry and he'll follow you. "Jawwi' al-kalba yatba'ak," and that unfortunately became the playbook for all the tyrannical rulerships that the Muslim world has experienced over the last 50 or 60 years. We don't say in all the Muslim countries, but in many of them. In many of them. And this is all our beloved Prophet ﷺ predicted this. What did he say? They'll pre-prophethood. And it'll last for as long as Allah wants it to last. Then Allah will remove it when He wants to remove it. Then there will be rightly guided khilafat. And it'll last for as long as Allah wants it to last. And Allah will remove it when He wants to remove it. Then there'll be hereditary rule, and it'll last for as long as Allah wants it to last, and then Allah will remove it. Then there will be tyrannical rule, and it'll last for as long as Allah wants it to last, and then Allah will remove it. ثُمَّ تَكُونُ خِلَافَةٌ عَلَى مِنْهَاجُ النُّبُوَّةِ ثُمَّ سَكَتْ. Then he said, there will be succession. After the tyrannical rule, there will be succession based on the methodology of prophethood. And then he was quiet. Then he stopped speaking. So, what can we say? Are we waiting for that? We don't know if we're going to see it, or if our children are going to see it, or their children are going to see it. But all we have to know is, udukhulu fi silmi kaffa. Enter into Islam completely. Don't pick and choose when it comes to the deen of Allah. Don't dabble like the young Ottomans dabbled in the mid-1800s. And they came up with the idea of the constitutional era, which they basically forced Abdul Hamid, when he came to power, to accept their constitution, which was basically written by Mithat Pasha and implemented by him. Mithat Pasha, Sheikh Muhammad Sharif, the historian from Saudi Arabia, he says that Mithat Pasha was a Freemason. Allahu A'lam. But they were dabbling. They were looking to the West. لَتَتَّبِعَنَّ سَنَنَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ شِبْرًا بِشِبْرٍ وَذِرَاعًا بِذِرَاعٍ حَتَّى وَلَوْ دَخَلُوا جُحْرَ دَبِّ لَدَخَلْتُمُوهُ. You will follow the ways of the people that came before you. Hand breadth for hand breadth, arm length for arm length. That if they had to go into the hole of the lizard, you would follow them into that hole. The Sahaba said, Al-Yahud wal-Nasara? The Jews and the Christians? The Prophet said, Man. He said, who else? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who else? وَلَنْ تَرْضَى. And what does Allah say? وَلَنْ تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَنْ نَصَارَ حَتَّى تَتَّبِيَ مِلَّتُهُمْ. that the Jews and the Christians will never ever be pleased with you until you follow the ideology. Not my words, the words of Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So we have brought ourselves to the situation, Jamaat al-Muslimin. We have brought ourselves to the situation. Abdul Hamid, born 1842, rahimullah ta'ala, came to power 1876. There was the war with Russia, 1877 to 1878. After that, he cancelled the constitution because he saw what a disaster it was. In fact, the difference between the young Ottomans and the young Turks is the young Ottomans, they still said, look, we want to take certain aspects of the way that the West run their countries, but we will keep our sort of the fundamentals to be Islamic. So the flavor, the matajala, will be Islamic. But we will take aspects of the Western democracy and what have you, you know, in order that we should be more progressive and become more modern. And what did that lead to? It led to the formation of the Young Turks that weren't interested in Islam. They were being inspired by positivism and materialism, the two worst forms of kufr wal-a'yadu billah. And then they deposed Abdul Hamid. Well, first, they forced him to bring back the constitution in 1908. And then Abdul Hamid, with some of his loyal followers, tried to get the country back, get the empire back. 31st of March, the famous 31st of March uprising, 1909. And then they marched an army from Salonika. That was the Young Turks' base in Salonika. They marched an army from Salonika to Istanbul and they deposed Abdul Hamid and they put him in exile in a Jewish businessman's house in Salonika until they lost it to Greece in 1912, and then he came back to Istanbul until when he died on the 10th of February, 1918. Rahimahullah ta'ala. A man that believed in Al-Jami'a Al-Islamiyya. I know it's a technical word. It's a new word. It's not a word that the Prophet used, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but what it means in English, pan-Islamism. Meaning that the glue that binds all the Muslims from Morocco to China is not because they are Moroccan or Chinese, but because of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so he was deposed in 1909, and the Young Turks came with the kufr ideas, wal-iyadu billah, which led them to the disaster of aligning themselves to Germany in the First World War. Funny enough, Abdul Hamid actually said, he had advised one of the young Turks, he said to them, he said, "What? You should not have entered on the side of Germany." And this is just from a strategic point of view. He said, if you were to ally yourselves with anyone, you should have allied yourselves with Britain, because Britain don't lose in the First and Second World War. That's just an observation of his. Nevertheless, entered the war, 1914. The war ends, 1918, Treaty of Versailles, 1919, Conference of San Remo, where the Ottoman Empire was then subsequently broken up, carved up like a pizza and handed to the Allied powers. In between that, what do we have? We have the Hussein McMahon correspondence, where McMahon, working for the British government, was corresponding with Sharif Hussein, the governor of Makkah, to get the Arabs to side with the British against the Turks. And I think I mentioned, you know, Lawrence, astaghfirullah al-azim, in his seven pillars of wisdom, how he brags how within the first few minutes of taking the port of Aqaba, how he and the Arabs killed how many? 300 Turks within the first few minutes. The kuffar getting the Muslim to kill another Muslim. Farriq tasud, divide and conquer, the old story. So you had the correspondence between Hussein and McMahon, and you had the correspondence between Sir Percy Cox and Abdul Aziz bin Saud, who also signed an agreement with the British. The British also granted a protectorate to the Trucial States as well as to the lands that were governed by Ibn Saud. And then when after the Treaty of Versailles, when Sharif Hussein's son Faisal and Sharif himself were not pleased. In fact, more Sharif than his son Faisal, were not pleased with the outcome of the Treaty of Versailles and the San Remo conference. They decided to allow Ibn Saud to take Makkah and Medina and kick Hussein out, and he ended up in exile in Cyprus. In actual fact, in his last few days, they say that he showed his regret that one day when he was with his son and the old Turkish band was playing the Izmir March outside the window, and his son closed the window because he didn't want to remind his father of the old days and what he had been subjected to. And he said, no, let me hear so that I'm reminded that I betrayed my wali. The wali here meaning, I betrayed my sultan. I betrayed my sultan. I sided with another kafir to fight a Muslim. Wal'ayyadu billah. And so everything was lost, Jamaat al-Muslimin. 1915, we spoke about all the Nakbas leading up to the Nakba. We have the Nakba of 1909, the deposition of Abdul Hamid. We have the disaster, the catastrophe of the correspondence with the Arabs siding with the British against the brothers, the Muslim Turks in the First World War. We then have the catastrophe also because of that, siding with a group that was already in negotiations with a Zionist entity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbids us to make an alliance with Christians and Jews when they have made an alliance. Listen carefully. When they have made... Ba'adhum awliya'u ba'ad. In the prohibition, when they have made the Judeo-Christian alliance, can only be made when it's against Islam. And so it was to be. 1916, Sykes-Picot. 1917, Balfour Declaration. 1918, Allenby marches into Bayt al-Maqdis, into Jerusalem. And Masjid al-Aqsa has been occupied ever since. 1922, Turkish War of Independence. 1923, Treaty of Lausanne. 1924, Khilafah is abolished. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will not change the condition of a people until they change the condition of themselves. Jamaat al-Muslimin, let us just revisit the three verses that we have studied today. يَا أَيُّوَا الَّذِينَ آمُنُوا أُدْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَةً وَلَا تَتَّبِئُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُّبِينٌ. All those of you who believe, submit and surrender yourselves completely to Allah. And do not follow the paths of the shaitan. Indeed, he is a clear enemy for you. And if you slip, فَإِنْ زَلَلْتُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْكُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ. If you stumble or slip in spite of the clear instructions that have come to you, فَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. Then know that Allah is almighty, the wise. Ibn Kathir, he says, Aziz here, most capable of taking revenge and retribution against those who deviate from his path. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the last verse, 210, do they await that Allah should come to them in covers of clouds and the angels when the matter is then decided and to Allah all matters are returned? Meaning, are we going to wait for the day of Qiyamah until we're going to wake up? And then wallahi, it's too late. So if we look at the situation of the Ummah at the moment, if we wanted to change, where does it start? It starts here, Jamaat al-Muslimin, with us. And I start with myself. We have to change. We have to stop playing with this deen, dabbling. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who submit and surrender to Him completely. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا ربي يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا ربي يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا ربي يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا ربي يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله لا تظلمن إذا ما كنت مقتدرا فالظلم ترجع قباه إلى الندم تنام عيناك والمظلوم منتبه يدعو عليك وعين الله لم تنم وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظمت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس الأقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين فإن زللتم من بعد ما جاءتكم البينات فاعلموا أن الله عزيز حكيم هل ينظرون إلا أن يأتيهم الله في ظلل من الغمام والملائكة وقضي الأمر وإلى الله ترجع الأمور صدق الله العظيم فيخط الأفاضل إذا نظرنا إلى قضيتنا قضية الأمة الإسلامية في هذه الأيام وجدنا أننا في أقصى الضعف والهوان فإن أردنا أن نعود إلى ما كنا عليه فعلينا أن نبدأ بأنفسنا فإن الله تعالى يقول إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم وعلينا بالقرآن وعلينا بالسنة وعلينا ألا نتبع اليهود والنصارى فإن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لتتبعن سنن من كان قبلكم شبرا بشبر وذراعا بذراع حتى ولو دخلوا جحر ضب لدخلتموه قالوا اليهود والنصارى قالوا فمن أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان ويقول أيضا كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيب نور قلبي محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافة الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وارضى اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الحسن والحسين أهل البدر والحنين وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين وأن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين اللهم حرم مسجد الأقصى من أيدي الصهاينة يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم انصرهم وثبت أقدامهم يا رب العالمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعدكم لعلكم تذكرون قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله وأقم الصلاة لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم استووا اعتدلوا أثابني وأثابكم الله الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله 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 إلا الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله نستغفر الله العظيم نستغفر الله العظيم نستغفر الله العظيم التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم ونتوب إليه ونسأله التوبة والمغفرة إنه هو التواب الرحيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم عليك توكلنا وإليك نبنا وإليك المصير اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار اللهم اشف مرضانا اللهم اشف مرضانا اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا موت المسلمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين